Luke chapter number 5, verse number 17. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm glad God's using Brother Dusty. I sure miss him, Brittany. Yeah. I ain't seen all their youngins yet. I was hoping to see them. Verse 17. Came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching. I don't think Brother Terry Deese gave me this Bible last night.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. What's that mean? The doctor's in. The doctor's in.
Yes, yes.
And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. That's also Mark 2. When they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, Mark 2 says the press.
Yep.
My daddy taught me to despise the press. ABC, CBS,
yep.
NBC,
yep.
CNN, MSNBC, I despise them.
Yeah.
The press. Of course, this ain't the same thing. It's a multitude. If you're watching that mess, you are brainwashed. And they went upon the housetop, led him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins be forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, what is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God only, or God alone? Says only Mark 2. Well, they're exactly right. Nobody can forgive sin but God. That's who's standing in front of them. When you're God, you get to do things like that. Aren't you glad he forgive you? When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say rise up and walk? If he says thy sins be forgiven thee, nobody knows that but that man. If he says rise up and walk, everybody's going to see that. It takes God to do either one of them.
Right. Amen. Amen.
So, he let them see this man healed, so they believe he could heal a man on the inside. Man's greatest problem ain't sickness, it's his sin. So the Lord, forgive this man. But you may know the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sin. He said, the sick of the palsy, I send thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go into thine house. Immediately he arose up before them, took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God.
Yes.
And they were all amazed. And they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today.
Yes.
Mark 2 says, we never seen it on this fashion.
Right.
I'm talking to you tonight about carrying a burden
yes.
for the lost.
Amen.
You can be seated.
Amen.
Brother Christopher, pray for us, will you?
Thank you so much, Lord, for meeting with us.
Yes, Father.
God, thank you, Lord, for the time of God to set aside to worship you tonight, God, to have this meeting, Father. I pray that
yes, God.
In Jesus' name, God, you meet with us, Lord, that all is vain, lest the Spirit of the Holy One come down.
All right.
God, the writer said, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but in thy name give glory.
Oh, God.
Bear a burden, Lord, get a burden, keep a burden. God, help the preacher, I pray.
Yes, Father.
Amen.
Amen. I love it when God illustrates great spiritual truth. Every miracle that the Lord ever did illustrates one aspect of salvation.
Yes.
And so does this. What this man, he's got a problem. He can't walk. He's got the palsy. Paralyzed.
Right.
Paralyzed man can't walk.
Right.
But he illustrates the sinner. The sinner cannot get to God by himself. The church has to get that sinner to God through the power of the Holy Ghost. Boy, I'm looking at somebody that was hopeless and helpless. And the greatest thing about this man before God healed him was he had somebody loved him. Somebody didn't give up on him. Like the black people say, great God, would you send the Holy Ghost to go see about my children?
Amen.
Go see about my grandchildren. Thank God this man had somebody that come to see about it.
Amen.
Oh! Oh, glory to God. There ain't nothing like a burden of the Holy Ghost for somebody's soul. So I won't get to all this, so here it is. I see the cripple. That's me. I see the compassion. That's Christ.
Yes.
And that was those helped get me to God. Then I see the commitment. I'm glad there's some people went to church and tithed.
Right.
And some men that preached and folks that prayed. Then I see how the cure, the cleansing, and then the confession.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with this man? He's got total inability.
Yes. Amen.
Right.
You say, I don't believe that. You ever seen anybody paralyzed walk then? Don't be arguing with the Bible.
Right.
He's sick of the palsy. Total inability.
Right.
Totally dependent on somebody else.
Amen.
That's the sinner.
Amen.
They ain't the family.
Yeah.
They got no power with God. The only prayer a sinner can really pray and know God will answer is a sinner's prayer.
Yeah.
That's it.
Amen.
What does Romans 10:13 say? Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
God, I love that word saved.
Yeah.
Past tense.
Yes.
Old Dr. Percy Ray used to say, getting saved like getting burned. If you put your hand on the eye of a stove, you don't say, I'm being burned.
No.
Burn me, burn me, burn me.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, God saved you, it's already past tense.
Right.
Save me, save me, save me. How shall they, how they call on him in whom they've not believed?
Right.
How shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher?
Amen.
God's method of evangelism is prayer, preaching, and witnessing.
Yes.
That's how God saves people. He doesn't save people with that humanist mentality. Everybody ever got saved, somebody pray for them.
Amen.
I know Jesus did.
Amen.
God put you on somebody's heart.
Amen.
You ought to live in a way that if somebody needs you to pray tomorrow, don't take you 30 minutes to get right with God. Go to bed every night with a slate clean.
Amen.
Don't ever go to sleep with sin in your life.
Amen.
Then you wake up without sin in your life.
Good.
And learn to walk in unbroken fellowship with God.
Amen.
All through the day.
Amen.
Oh, this paralytic man had to be carried. If sinners are going to be saved, somebody got to carry them in their heart.
Amen.
The Lord chose to share his ministry with us. We are ambassadors for Christ. Oh, what a blessing that God let us be involved in the salvation of the lost. The lost man's crippled. He can't get to God on his own. He's got to be drawn.
Right, right,
right. I don't believe that. You ain't saved then.
Amen.
Anybody saved knows about conviction.
Right.
You ain't going to be arguing about conviction
right.
if you're saved. You understand repentance,
right.
Godly sorrow, trust in Christ, being drawn by the Holy Ghost, God giving you the strength to come to him.
Amen.
How many peoples give this testimony that when God saved me, it felt like God carried me. But I'm one. Felt like he carried me. I was on the altar before I know how I got there. Has under the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I'm talking about carrying grace of God. That's what happened here in this story. Boy, how that lost man needs somebody to love him that's in the family.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
If you're saved, you're in the family.
Amen.
God is your father,
right.
And you're his son.
Amen.
And the Lord, as Sister Nikki over and over and over and over. Are you still Saint Nick? Amen. Over and over and over and over, God has commanded us to pray.
Amen.
Why would he do that if there ain't nothing to it?
Right.
He said, call unto me and I will answer thee.
Right.
And show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He said, oh God, my boy down here, my girl down here, my grandchildren down here.
Please.
They ain't saved. They ain't got no faith. A lost man ain't got no faith. If God gives him faith through the word of God. It's a gift of God. We're all born with a measure of faith to know there's a God and know what's right and wrong. But we do not have saving faith. It comes from God.
Amen.
Right.
So if the sinner don't have saving faith, what does he need? Somebody believe for him.
Amen.
Tell him believe for himself.
Amen.
Now you believe him for somebody, won't save them, but it'll bring God's mercy on them. Especially if the Holy Ghost is burdening you to pray. You ever been praying and the Holy Ghost give you full assurance that that person is going to be saved?
Tell it, preacher.
He put, like old Manly Beasley used to say, God put the promise in his heart and then one day he got to hold it in his hand. That's God. That's real prayer. All prayer starts with the Father. It comes through the Holy Ghost to the child of God. They pray God's prayer. It goes back from the Holy Ghost to Christ. And if Christ ever intercedes your prayer, it's going to be answered, because the Father always answers his Son. So the Holy Ghost filters our prayers. I don't know what to pray. I don't know what to say. Let me tell you what to do. Get out your Bible, start praying God's word.
Amen.
Those Psalms are prayers. Yeah. What about all them prayers of Paul? What about John 17? I tell you one thing, you can't go wrong praying God's word.
Right.
Hey, man, for this church or for those that don't know God. Oh, thank God I'm in the family.
Amen.
If I'm living right, I got power with God. God hears me when I pray. If I'm walking with him. Because God wants to hear my prayer and answer it more than I want him to. Lord, that sinner needs somebody in fellowship with the Father. I want to tell you something. My daddy didn't whip the neighbor's youngest, but he did me. My daddy didn't work hard every day to provide for the whole community to eat. He did me, though, because I'm in his family. When God saved me, he brought responsibility on himself. We're like those Gentile dogs that Syrophoenician woman's talking about, bringing in them little house puppies. Bringing them little house dogs. Thank God the children of the covenant brought us Gentiles into the house, and we were under the table of grace, and them Jews give us a taste of the bread. Amen. Someone in the family had to get you in the house. If you're going to cuss these Jews, just stay away from me. My Savior was a Jew.
That's right.
Jews wrote this Bible.
Yes.
And the inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
Jews brought the gospel to Europe.
Amen.
That's how our grandpappies got it.
Yeah.
Was because of a Jew. I know most Jews ain't saved, but thank God for them.
Right.
Heard about this preacher one time, Brother Terry. They were at the county fair. And at the county fair, they had all them rides. And so this preacher's boy come up. His daddy bought a bunch of tickets, and the boy run out of tickets. He want to ride something. So the boy comes up and says, "Daddy, I need 10 tickets." He said, "What you need 10 for?" He said, "I'm going to ride that ride." He said, "It ain't but 5. He said, "But I brought my buddy with me. I just met this boy, and I told him, come on with me. If I ask my daddy, he'll let you ride too, because he loves me."
Amen.
That's what prayer is. It's obtaining things for those that can't obtain it for themselves. Thank God we're in the family. We'll take advantage of that. You run out of something to pray? Then I want you to think about this. Everything you want the Father to do for Jesus, just start asking him.
Yeah.
"Father, I want you to save so-and-so for Jesus."
Right.
"I want you to bless the church for Christ."
Yeah.
"I want you to bless that leather lung preacher I got for the glory of God."
Yeah.
Oh, our perspective of God is critical. God made us in his image. He give us prayer. He give us the blessed Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Why did God give you the Holy Ghost if he don't want you praying?
Amen.
He comes to help you worship. He comes to help you sing. He comes to reveal that Bible to you.
Yeah.
He comes to share his burden with you.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Boy, the closer you get to God, and the more obedience you get to God, the more comfortable you'll get around God,
right,
and the more bold you'll get when you pray.
Right. Amen.
Boy, Holy Ghost, come on you.
That's right.
Man, it just about sounds like you commanding something.
Right.
God, do it.
Yeah.
God, do it.
Right.
God, do it.
Yeah.
Sure will. Yes. You know what Isaiah said, don't you? Man, this about sounds like blasphemy. I wouldn't even say this if it wasn't in the Bible.
Amen.
He said, concerning my sons and the works of my hands, command ye me.
Right.
Oh, God, I just about doubt. I don't even want to even repeat that. But that's what he said.
Amen.
You getting the Holy Ghost, a fire of God filled your soul. God, amen. Here's what I want you to do. It's thy will.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Brother Terry, there's things that your wife can get you to do that nobody else can. Would you agree with that? I know you was henpecked. In the right way. Quit roosting on the bedpost, brother.
That's right.
But that's true. And there's things your children can get you to do. Nobody else could. Why? Because the level of love he's got for them. That's why.
Amen.
That's why.
That's right.
And the closer you get to God, it ain't that he loves you more, but he can trust you with it.
Tell it.
Hey, God ain't going to pour his love on you if you don't appreciate it.
Right.
If you ain't right with God, you ain't going to appreciate it. You think you're entitled.
Right.
Everything God does for us, we'll say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So they bring that boy, that palsy guy, they bring him to Christ. Now notice this. When he saw their faith, he said to him, man, thy sins be forgiven thee. I'm interested in that. I'm interested when he saw their faith. I'm real interested in that. Because he recognized their faith. Had mercy on this man. God honors the faith of praying people and having mercy on others who are in trouble.
Yeah.
Watch this now. You got to get this. You can't get saved for somebody else.
Yeah.
You can't believe for them.
Right.
But their faith got him healed. His faith got him saved.
Good. Good.
Ain't that what happened?
That's right.
The Lord said, thy sins be forgiven thee. He don't forgive people of their sins that ain't asking him in their heart.
That's right.
He didn't say it out loud. Christ read his heart. Had a boy got there and said, I thought when I got here I had a health problem. My God in heaven, I feel dirty. I feel all that guilt and all that shame. And his heart cried out to Christ to do something for him on the inside. And Christ said, thy sins be forgiven thee.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
Oh, God, go out to that sinner I'm a praying for. God persuade them. Shut the light, low down mouth of the devil. Take away all that deception and show them the truth of God. Let them know they're lost. Let them know they're hell bound. But oh God, the goodness of God lead a thing to repentance. Oh God, let them know how much you love them. That's what to get them. Would you agree with me? I ain't even said it yet. You just agreeing so far. Hey man, just do that if I say something, you know. You can straighten me out, son, after church. Would you agree that there's never been a missionary like the Apostle Paul since Christ? You agree with that? Have you? I want you to Google this. I want you to Google the prayers of Paul and all the times he asked the church to pray for him. What's he needing anybody to pray for him? Ain't nobody ever saw grace like him.
Right.
Nobody ever saw eschatology, the doctrine of life, things like him. Nobody ever saw the grace of God in the church age like Paul.
Amen.
He saw things nobody else had ever seen.
Right.
Nobody saw the rapture before he did.
Right.
Nobody saw the resurrected body like he did. He had all that knowledge and all that God. He was transported to heaven. I mean, he saw the third heaven, and God forbid him to even see, even talk about what he heard. And it took him 14 years to say he went there.
Tell it, preacher.
That's pretty big. I tell you one thing, that's big cheese right there. All that power, all that knowledge, all that Holy Ghost on him. And the Holy Ghost said, now, Paul, you better get the church to pray for you.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
He said, I trust that through your prayers I shall be delivered unto you.
Yes.
God said, Paul, your prayers ain't enough.
Yes.
Now they would be, but that ain't my way. God's way's for all of us to pray.
Tell it.
I tell you, when I get sick, Brother Terry, I don't even do a lot of praying. God ain't going to hear me. He's going to hear the saints of God. Then when they get sick, he'll hear me. This is how this thing works.
Amen.
We're to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Old Paul said, brethren, pray for us.
Yes.
He said that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, and therein I may speak boldly.
Yes.
As I ought to speak.
Yes.
Brother Chris, why did he say that? Because there's times he got scared.
Amen.
Why does he need them to pray he'll be bold if at times he ain't bold?
Right, right.
Exactly right.
He's flesh and blood like you.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
He didn't like that whip on his back no more than you would.
Right.
All that beating with rods he went through, and God said, you better get the church to pray for you. God honors the faith of other believers.
Right.
Church, I'll tell y'all something. The Holy Ghost in this church.
Amen.
Candlesticks in this church. There ain't no doubt about that. But I just wonder. But we'd really get to really praying. I mean really praying in the Holy Ghost for this pastor right here.
Amen.
I wonder what God would do. What about if we'd really get to praying for each other?
Yes.
Boy, that's like Christ. What's Christ been doing for 2,000 years? He's been a praying. Of all the things he could have done.
Right.
Christ is on the cross. He ain't a preacher. He's a praying.
Amen.
Last thing Christ did was pray.
Amen.
Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. James 5:14, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. If he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Right.
Boy, you know how powerful that is.
Yeah.
Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth,
yeah,
that's saved man. One, convert him. That ain't conversion, it's salvation. Every time your eyes are open to a new truth, you're converted to it.
Right.
Christ told Peter, when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren.
Amen.
Right.
So, he said, and one convert him, that means turn him back to the truth. Let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. Are you hearing what God said? He said, here's a man that sinned, brought reproach on God's name.
Yeah.
But he ain't crossed the dead one.
Amen.
I'm still wanting to have mercy.
Right.
But I ain't going to have mercy if that church don't pray for him.
Amen.
That's what he just said.
Right.
But if that church will pray for him, amen, not just criticize him.
Yes.
Great God Almighty, that man in the ditch don't need you to throw the dirt in on him.
Right.
He needs you to help get him out.
Amen.
If you pray for that man, you'll save a soul from death. God said, I'll give him life.
Yeah.
I'll give him life. There's some going to do far, but thank God there's some ain't going to do far. I'm talking about power of a praying church.
Yes.
Power of faith.
Yes.
Lord, my loved one over here, they don't believe. I'm going to believe for them. You put them in my heart.
Yes.
I'm going to believe you're going to save them.
Tell it, preacher.
And I'm going to believe till they believe. I'm going to have faith till they have faith. And you say, I don't believe that. Well, this ain't hard to prove. It's all through the Bible. Oh, would you agree that God has mercy on some people and cuts some people off?
Yes.
Right.
Brother Terry, you look back at your life, you probably like me. I've got a host of my friends that ain't alive.
That's right.
But I am.
Amen.
That's right.
I know a lot of people I grew up with served the same preaching I did. I'm the same man of God I was.
Yeah.
And I'm saved and they ain't.
Yep.
And I ain't no hyper-Calvinist neither.
No.
But there's a mystery in this thing. God has mercy on some more than he has mercy on others. Could it just be Brother Terry who's a praying for them? I believe that's got something to do with it. Matter of fact, I know it does.
Sure.
What did Moses tell the children of Israel in the Deuteronomy 28? He said, if you'll obey my voice, you'll be the head, not the tail. You'll lend and never borrow. You'll not have the diseases come on you like the world. You'll never have to fight battles. I'm going to fight your battles for it. And if you'll obey, choose ye. You remember Dr. Ray preaching on that? Choose ye this day whom ye will serve.
Yes.
He said, if you'll obey me, I'll bless you and your offspring.
That's right.
Amen. I tell you why I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I got some godly people in my family tree. I don't want to go back too far in that family tree because some of them probably swung by the neck from that tree. What God said about Moses? He stood between the living and the dead. What did he say, Brother Terry, in Psalm 106? He said God would destroy them had not Moses stood in the breach to turn away God's wrath. If prayer's that powerful, why don't we do it? Brother Terry, who's counting on us? There's somebody counting on us. You was counting on somebody, didn't even know you was counting on them. There's somebody got a heart for you. Somebody took you to church. It wasn't your mom and daddy back then, was it? Somebody got a burden for you. Somebody got a heart for you. You probably don't even know to this day, one day it's going to be revealed how many of them little Sunday school teachers, God just put you in their heart and they loved you. Oh, God, that's why the apostle said, and I say, oh, Lord, increase my faith. Now, what do we see in the text? I got to hurry. I see four men taking time out of their busy life because they love their friend.
Right.
I tell you one thing they knew. They knew if they got him to Christ, he's going to be healed.
Amen.
They knew that.
Yes, sir.
You know how I know they knew that? When he saw their faith. That's how I know that.
Right.
They had faith before they ever got him there.
Oh yeah. Right.
You ain't gonna carry nobody on no bed, and then you get there and can't get in the house, nobody gonna let you in, and then you gotta go up those steps on the outside of that house and get up there on top, and then you got all that mud and all them straw, they made them roofs out of, you start tearing that roof off, most people think that's the house of Simon Peter, and you let that man down by ropes, and you gotta be so careful to balance that thing, this man's paralyzed, and they can easily drop him off. I mean, this took some real strategy.
Yes,
to lower him down in front of Christ.
Right.
When they're taking that roof off, Brother Caleb, he had messed the Lord's hair up. Yeah. All that dirt got in his beard, son.
Yeah.
Is that why you wear a beard? Because you're trying to be like Jesus? Amen, son.
Oh, yes.
I always wondered what he looked like. All that dirt falling on him. I mean, this is inconvenient.
Yes, sir.
But thank God if you believe, if I get him to Christ, you do whatever it takes.
Amen.
If you don't believe that, Brother Terry, you ain't going to do what it takes.
Right.
But if you're convinced, because the Holy Ghost put it in your heart, if I get this man to Jesus Christ, he shall be healed.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
They saw a greater need in this man than a physical need.
Yes.
He got a spiritual need. Oh, the Lord said, man, my sins be forgiven thee. They carried him, Brother Terry, with their arms. We don't carry sinners in our arms. We carry them in our heart.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Boy, these men had a burden. They're driven by a burden. You say, I don't know nothing about that. Ask God, ask God, don't let me leave this world. I know what that man's talking about. I want a burden in my heart.
Amen.
For somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be driven by a burden.
Yeah.
Brother Terry, there's times in our life. I'll never forget the first time this ever happened to me. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
God, it felt like 1,000 knives sticking through my chest.
Yeah.
Man, I could about see men falling into hell. Man, I was losing my breath. I was hyperventilating because there's so much of a burden. I said, God, you got to take this off of me a little bit or I'm going to die. Oh, thank God for the burden of the Lord. God don't share that with just anybody.
That's right,
you got to seek it.
That's right.
Oh, we know what happened to people get to the Lord. I had a woman come up to me not too long ago. She said, I want you to pray, God, give me a new husband. I said, well, what's wrong with your husband? He said, he's drunk. He cusses me. He ain't mean to me. I said, guess what? If he gets saved, you're going to get a new husband.
Amen.
Pray God bring somebody in your life. Oh, the joy. Brother Chris, a lot of people can't shout when people get saved because they ain't had a thing to do with it.
No.
But those that's been praying, living right, giving to the church, tithing, thank God, keeping their lights up, they can rejoice because they've had something to do with it.
Amen.
Now, compared to the Lord, we ain't have much to do with it, but compared to each other, we can have something to do with it.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you one thing, praise God. The Lord can walk in this house without being invited. You think Saul of Tarsus, that's the Lord deal with him?
No,
no, no, no. It all started with Stephen.
Amen.
He got mad. Because old Saul been living, he a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He kept the dietary and the outward law blameless. He didn't keep the inward law. But he kept the dietary law and the outward law blameless. And he had no peace.
Amen.
And he had no joy.
Right.
And he had no victory. He saw Stephen die full of the Holy Ghost, dying like Jesus, begging God to forgive those that were rocking him. Lord God Almighty, I'm sure he said, God, if you don't do something, they're going to stone me to death. He didn't even feel the stones.
Right.
He didn't feel them. Lord God, he's too busy looking at the Lord standing up and waiting on him. Paul saw that. He couldn't explain it away.
That's
why the first season scribes and Sadducees hated Jesus.
Right.
They couldn't explain him away.
Right.
So they tried to discredit him. Well, God been on old Saul's trail.
Yeah.
He's on the road to Damascus. Already got the paperwork, got the indictments to go up there and break families up. I mean, he been tearing women from their children, busting up homes and giving his consent to their death, doing all that stuff to destroy the name of Jesus Christ. On the way, thank God it's high noon.
Yeah.
And God come down. Right. And God knocked him off his horse on the ground. And Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, who art thou, Lord, and be anybody but Jesus? He said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. He said, oh God, I'm going to hell. God didn't put him under conviction to send him to hell. He put him under conviction to save him. God ain't going to ask the sinner if he can walk in his house. God don't ask the sinner if he can convict him. God don't ask the sinner if he can show him his laws. God don't ask the sinner if he can work repentance in their heart. Thank God. God's got the power to walk in their house at 2 o'clock in the morning. They can't shut him out. They can't lock him out. God be real to him. Lord God, am I feeling the Holy Ghost? Lord, I'm here to ask on their behalf.
Yeah.
They can't pray.
Oh, yes. Right.
They ain't got no faith.
Right.
And they ain't in the family. But Lord, I'm comfortable around you.
Yes.
I've been trying to live right.
Yeah.
I feel real comfortable around you, Lord. I got confidence in you, Lord.
Yeah.
I got confidence you'll hear me pray. Now, Lord, Jesus, you the one said you died for the sins of the whole world.
Oh, yeah.
So you died for this man. Father, I want you to let Jesus see the reward of his suffering.
Yes.
God, I love that phrase. Hey, man, he'd have never seen Christ that day had he not had some friends that got him to Christ.
Yes. Amen.
These people in your life will never, ever get to Christ if you don't help get them there.
That's right, preacher.
I'm about done. Listen to this right quick. This is substitutionary faith. This is substitutionary praying. Matter of fact, you'll never be more like Christ than when you pray for others or you forgive others. Those two things. The Lord Jesus was our substitute. He suffered in our place. Vicarious faith is exercised and accepted on the behalf of another. Let me give you something right quick if I can find this. Let me run down here. There's 24 healing miracles in the New Testament. Now, the Lord did 37 miracles, but there's 24 healing miracles. Brother Christopher Christbearer, of the 24 healing miracles, 7 people were healed entirely on the faith of somebody else.
Amen.
7 out of 24.
Amen.
Now, not saved, healed. Hey, when God heals you physically and you know he done that, he must love me.
Yes,
you know how God heals a lot of people a lot of times? Brother Caleb, so they'll get saved.
Right. Sure.
I mean, here's some old boy out here living like the Hell's Angels, you know. And a little old boy, girl, man, he loves them, he's sick. And he sends word down there to the church, I hear y'all pray. Now, he ain't going to do it. He's telling his wife, say, call them. I ain't going to call them, but you call them. And God heals that little old boy, that little old girl. Yeah. And that daddy loved that boy. He'd have died for him. He found out somebody down there knows God, and they prayed, and God done it in a way he knows God done it.
Yes.
God's done melt that man's heart. Right. A lot of times God does healing miracles to save people.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
I believe that. 7 out of 24 healing miracles. The faith of somebody else. Let me just mention these and I'm going to quit. I could preach another 30 minutes on every one of these illustrations. I ain't going to. How about Syrophoenician woman?
Right.
She come to the Lord. Said, my daughter's vexed with demons, evil spirits. Her girl ain't there. She's there.
That's right.
She goes through that process, you know, acting like she's a Jew. She got to get straightened out. You ain't entitled. You ain't even a Jew. You ain't a child of Abraham.
That's right.
So she humbled herself down.
Yes, sir.
She asked the Lord to help her, not her daughter, to help her.
That's right.
And when she humbled down and the Lord helped her, he healed that girl. That's right.
Yeah.
What about the centurion?
Yeah.
Centurion comes to the Lord and said, I got a servant down here. And here comes these Jews to the Lord and said, now whatever he asked for, you need to answer him. Because, man, he's built a synagogue. This good man. He ain't like most of these old bloodthirsty Roman soldiers. This is a good man with a big heart.
Amen.
And he said, I got a servant down there at the house. And I really would be obliged if you'd heal him. So the Lord starts walking toward his house. Centurion said, listen, I'm a Gentile. You come in my house, it'll be hard on you.
Right.
You'll be defiled. I know your law.
Yep.
You ain't got to come in my house. He said, I'm a man of authority. I tell that man to go here, he goes there. I tell that man to go clean the ditch out, that's what he does. I tell that man to clean the latrine out, that's what he does. Yep. I tell that man to cook supper, that's what he does.
That's right.
Because I got the authority. Yeah. Lord, you ain't got to come to my house. Speak, say the word. Yeah. And my servant will be healed.
Amen. Amen.
And the Lord said, the Syrophoenician woman who believed for her daughter.
Right.
He said of the centurion who believed for his servant. He said, two Gentiles.
Yes.
The only time the Lord said, you got great faith.
Amen.
I hadn't found this kind of faith, no, not in Israel.
That's right.
One more illustration. What about that demon-possessed boy?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Demons in him.
Yes, sir.
He's infatuated with suicide.
Right.
Every time he sees water, they throw him in the water and try to drown him.
Yep.
Every time he sees fire, they throw him in the fire. That boy's got scars all over his body where he's been burned by the devil.
Right.
Tried to drown. They finally get his buddy. I about drowned one time. I know about that pumping water out of your lungs. Man, that feels like knives sticking in you. That daddy, the Lord never said one word to that boy. Not a word. He
right.
dealt with his daddy.
That's right.
He told his daddy, all things are possible to him that believeth. That's what the Lord said.
Yes, sir.
He said, Lord, I believe. Help thou. Mine unbelief. The Lord said, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He believed for his boy.
Lord,
Lord cast them demons out of him.
That's right.
And they tore that boy. God let them see that battle inside of that boy. He had so many demons, 9 disciples couldn't get them demons out of that boy. But the Lord said the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He didn't say one word to that boy. He spoke to them spirits in him. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And he did. And them demons got your loved ones bound. Before they get saved, Satan's got to be bound in their life.
Yeah.
Pray, God, bind
yeah.
those evil spirits.
Exactly.
And then like the prodigal son, they'll come to themselves.
Yeah.
If he come to himself, that means he ain't been thinking right.
That's right.
God needs you to believe him.
Amen.
You can't unless you believe God will save somebody. But man, if God ever puts that burden on you, that's letting you know God's interested in them.
Yeah.
Say, oh, God, give me faith to believe. Let's throw in there Lydia, Cornelius. Lydia's over there. She's out there at the river. Got to have 10 men to make a synagogue. There ain't a man out there, just women praying. Thank God for women that pray. Amen. A lot of churches have been shut down a long time ago. Had not women 50 years ago pray.
Right.
Old Paul's out there. She's a worshiper of God. She ain't saved, but she's accepted all the light that she's got.
Right.
Cornelius was a worshiper of God and a doer of good deeds.
Yeah.
He wasn't saved yet,
right. But
he had done all he knew to do.
Yes,
he accepted all the light God gave him, and God accepted him.
That's right.
And the Lord, just like some of y'all sitting in church, Lord God, God say you lost.
Yeah.
I'm telling you something. I didn't have a bit of problem getting saved once I saw Christ. God let me know I was lost forever. God saved, buddy. I mean, I was going through torments. But when he showed me Christ, I lunged at him. Amen. Great God.
Amen.
Thank God for that man on the middle cross. Skull-shaped hill on a blood-soaked cross. He bled. He died. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. And for you and me, he bled and died. And thank God they took him down and put him in a tomb. And the third glorious morning, up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. You know what he's going to tell the devil? Go to hell.
That's right.
That's exactly where he's going to go to hell.
That's right.
He's God's devil, and God's getting glory out of the devil.
That's right.
He's a fighting us and making us somebody. One day I'm waiting for God to say, devil, go to hell. He's a going.
Yes, he
said it ain't cussing, it ain't God says it.
Amen.
He's going to say it, ain't he?
Amen.
I can't say that. It'd be cussing because I ain't got no authority sending him there.
Right.
I know who does.
Yeah.
Amen.
I love repeating it. You've heard this. The devil said, what about your past? Devil, what about your future?
Yeah. Thank God.
So he reminds you of your past. Remind him of his future. And say, devil, I'm past the past. And God has forgiven me. Never to hold it against me again. And these old scars I've got because of the consequences of sin, they's coming today, they're going to be gone. I'm not like Mephibosheth. I'm in there, my knees covered up till Jesus gets here, till I get my glorified body. Scars are going to be gone. God, I'm looking forward to that turbocharged, supercharged body. Like unto Christ. You say, that's the speed of light. Boy, that's too slow. Lord God, you back in A model, T model day.
Yeah.
You say, light goes 186,000 miles a second. It'd take you 4.5 years just to go across the Milky Way.
Yep.
186,000 miles a second. Yep. It ain't no speed of light. It's the speed of thought.
Yeah.
That's how fast we going to travel.
Amen.
The speed of thought.
Amen.
You think it's you there.
Yeah.
Man, can you imagine one of these days we're going to be lapping the universe? Lord God. You know how we are down here, Arthur Mac, Triple Mac, Big Mac, amen. Going to be comp. You give two men two sticks, they're going to be competing with each other. But up there, oh, Lord, let me get off his foot since I love the Lord.
Amen.
If you're not, you're lost. You're the loser.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Devil's a liar. Big liar.
Yes.
Oh, he's a liar.
Right.
But he's a loser.
Right.
Yes,
he is.
And he's big time limited.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. He don't do one thing, God don't let him. God's got him on a chain.
That's right.
When the devil gets out there where God don't want him, he jerks that chain. Yes. Get back in it. Amen. Heaven bound with a hammer down.
Yeah.
Right.
Heaven bound and hell proof.
Hey,
right.
Thank God I got on my suit that won't burn. Lord God, I feel like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh, he put three men in there. The fourth is like into the Son of God.
Hey.
Yeah, I know who that is. That's Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Somebody's counting on you.
Sure is.
You ask God tonight, Lord, I want you to forgive me.
Yes.
That's exactly
listen to me. I'm going to tell you people something. Brother Caleb, don't come down here and tell God you're going to pray more. Don't waste your time.
That's right.
Come down and ask God to help you pray more.
Amen.
Always put it in God's hands.
Good.
Lord, I'm going to pray for 10 sinners. Don't be telling God that. Say, God, put 10 sinners in my heart. Put somebody in my heart. I always put it on God. That's what he wants. Without me, you can do nothing.
There it is.
Amen.